Speaking of Reliability, a podcast with good friends talking with you about reliability engineering topics. Welcome to Speaking of Reliability. Today's short is brought to you by Adam Barrett.
I get asked about my kind of flagship concept that I've been pushing in recent years, which is my use case 7. The idea being that there's a lot to be said for taking a product and testing it to use cases that you would normally omit from a testing plan because they're so extreme or ridiculous. And, you know, the idea is that why would we want to design to that level of test? It's not Hall testing where you're just taking standard, specialized stresses and incrementing it to destruction. You're taking a set level. They want to see the behavior to it, and they don't destroy it right away, but they're unusual and extreme. And it came about because I found myself having conversations trying to push people to explore more regarding the robustness and defining use case. When engineers want to define use case, they kind of think about the nominal use case, and that's what they want to design for, not realizing that obviously nominal is half, so that means 50% of the use cases are going to be beyond that, potentially. Usually in populations, what it really is that, the 90th percentile uses it that way or less, and then 10% uses it, above that nominal use case, possibly. But that 10%, I mean, that's where the population is that comes back with, failure rates. And if you're trying to have a 99.9% reliability, that 10% is brutal if they're using it beyond that nominal and you haven't really evaluated it. So I decided I needed to give it a name because, I usually say, here's use case one, let's define three use cases and go from there. And, so I'll push them to 4 or 5. And then I was like, I'm just going to call it use case 7 and describe to them what I'm talking about. And I begin to describe how customers use things in a ridiculous way. There's always the classic lawnmower, push lawnmower being used to trim hedges and all kinds of crazy stuff. And, that not only do you get a chance to investigate how the product responds, and though sometimes you end up creating a derivative product that addresses that actual use case, it's more specialized for that and there's a market you find. But I guess it kind of really, there's no amazing story of its birth other than I was looking for a solution for a concept I had been and a learning growth path that I did so often, and it was really exciting to see how much it's caught on to where people enjoy mentioning it and talking about it. And I think part of it is that I'm a good mascot for it because it fits my personality very well, where I love doing that too stuff. and that's how I've always figured out how things work since I think I was 4 years old, is, take it and just abuse it, use it in a weird way, and then find out how to make it better. Kind of that always breaking and tuning thing. And that really is, at my core, a lot of my engineering. I mean, that was cars and motorcycles and stuff when I was younger. And what kind of, when I was going to decide what to do with my life, went into engineering because I just loved breaking stuff and figuring out how to make it better. So I finally gave it a name.
Thank you for listening to today's Speaking of Reliability short. We look forward to hearing your stories. Head over to ascendoreliability.com/go/SOR and let us know what's been pivotal in your career. What have you learned that has made a difference?